Police ban antisocial young people from shops. Young people in Didcot have been banned from shops after causing trouble at the Orchard Centre. Thames Valley Police and Crime Commissioner Matthew Barber highlighted the activities of neighbourhood police officers who intervened at the shopping centre. South and Vale officers for Thames Valley Police stated at the end of March, "We've issued banning letters to a number of young people involved in antisocial behaviour within stores. Please keep reporting this to us. Retail spaces should be enjoyable for everyone, not an obstacle course. A police banning letter bans an individual from entering specific premises, often shops, for a set period, usually 6 to 12 months. The banning letters are often served to combat shoplifting, antisocial behaviour or threats. It is not known which shops were affected." South Oxfordshire District Councillor Mocky Khan, who represents Didcot South and is a former town mayor, has now welcomed police issuing the banning letters. He said, "It's very important that our shop staff feel safe, so when there is an antisocial behaviour in the Orchard Centre, security staff and police do need to take appropriate action. Some young people are hanging around the shopping centre and at fast food restaurants because they feel like they don't have anything else to do. The Edmonds Park Sports Pavilion has been improved, and we need to continue with that kind of investment in facilities which young people can use. If young people are congregating or are in a group, that shouldn't be a concern. But if antisocial behaviour is happening in shops, then I back police taking appropriate action." Mr. Khan said he wanted independent shops in Broadway to thrive, as well as chain stores in the Orchard Centre. He added, "I want to see any empty units at the Orchard Centre to be filled, and for the Broadway to be busy too. They're both employing local people." The councillor said he was pleased that a parking issue affecting shoppers at the Orchard Centre has now been resolved. Last year, the centre announced it would be introducing parking charges for anyone using the car park after 7 p.m. Monday to Saturday and any time on Sundays after 2 free hours at the end of August. Ollie Glover, MP for Didcot and Wantage, had discussions with the centre's parking management following confusion raised by customers over the new charges and payment arrangements. The shopping centre then agreed to reverse the introduction of the evening charges on the 875-space car park, which is controlled by an automatic number plate recognition, ANPR, camera. The Orchard Centre doubled in size in 2018 in a £50 million expansion, which added more than 20 new shops, including an M&S food hall and clothing brand TK Maxx. And there's a photograph of the Orchard Centre showing some of the shops.